We are now joined by Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco. Our camp interview is brought to you by Powell Exteriors KC, your one call for siding, window replacement, custom decks, and roofing in the KC Metro, and by the St. Joseph Convention and Visitors Bureau. Plan your trip now at stjomo.com. Isaiah, great to have you on the show, man. Good to have you back. I got to ask an issue before we get into any football stuff. Bad Bunny concert in Puerto Rico. When was that? I saw some photos from that. Yes, you did a little jersey swap.
Yes, it was a beautiful experience with the fam down there. And also, we got invited to attend the Bad Bunny concert from Bad Bunny and his team. And so it was a great experience. And not only that, we did the jersey swap in his locker room before his big game day. So that was right there for him squeezing me in there and getting a little session in. It was phenomenal.
Is he a Chiefs fan? Yeah, like, so how's the connect? Like, why is he like, I mean, like Isaiah Pacheco?
You know, he's Puerto Rican. You know, man, we love on each other and it's family. Family. And not only that, he just did a movie with Travis, so, you know, hey, maybe.
All right, did you see Happy Gilmore 2 yet?
Yes, I did.
I saw you in a sneak preview.
Yeah, we had the sneak preview. It was awesome, bro. It was hilarious.
What was there was, 70 cameos in the thing. So, other than Travis's, is there a cameo that you actually like the most?
I liked all of them. They were sweet, bro.
When he set up the sneak peek, did he have, like, popcorn and candy and stuff?
Yes, we had popcorn,
okay,
snacks,
I wanna know.
Pizza. It was a big party.
Okay. I wanted to make sure Travis took care of you guys.
Yeah, he set it up, man. It was beautiful. And they were also handing out Happy Gilmore hats and socks. Also
socks.
The hockey puck, yeah.
Oh, you got the putter,
sweet.
Too?
Yeah, the putter, man. Trav has it. It was sweet, man.
When's the last time you watched the original one, though?
Probably 2 years ago, years ago.
Okay.
Not too long ago.
Okay, not terribly long.
Not terribly, no.
When you look at what the offense can do this year, Travis, obviously, people were talking about, like, the kind of shape he got into and all that stuff, the explosiveness and all this stuff. Like, it's hard to tell sometimes early part of camp. I know you guys are focused on it, but how much more explosive do you think the offense can be this year?
Oh, it could be very explosive. It comes down to the practices right here during OTAs and in training camp. Bringing all those little details that we've learned and just – kind of complexing them all together and showing everyone how hard we've been working as a team, as a unit.
How are you feeling? I mean, last year, we all know the unfortunate situation with the foot injury and everything. I was in the locker room when I think you kind of found out the news. We saw how emotional you were, understandably so. You come back at the end of the year. A lot of people from the outside are like, all right, he's not 100%. How close were you actually to 100% when you came back last year?
I was pretty close. Just wanted to get back with the team, do whatever I could do to get back. And that's just a busting my tail in the training room. And, you know, whatever the team needed me to do during the moment, I was going to be that player that, you know, that executed. So this year, you know, feeling great off the roll. Not too much ball played last year. So, therefore, this offseason has been my camp. And coming into from the OTAs to this training camp is like – three camps for me, going from OTAs to home training camp, and then now I'm back here. So three training camps for me, and I'm just getting excited for the season.
I guess, is this the first full camp you've actually had in a bit? Weren't you wearing the yellow jersey last year a little bit?
Yes, I was. Yeah. I was in a yellow jersey for a little bit. So first full camp since rookie year, and feeling great. Great fans and stands. It's phenomenal.
I think as a player, you never know, like, where a team's thinking or outside of that. A lot of people are like, well, there's, like, a ton of draftable running backs. In the first three or four rounds, people thought maybe they'd bring in some more competition on your end, but didn't. Do you take that as like a sign of confidence in you, right? They waited to the seventh round. They could have taken one early, and they're like, no, Isaiah's our guy.
They drafted a guy. You know what I mean? He's here, and whatever he brings to the table, we're going to build off of it, compete, bring competition in the room, and have fun with it. If he needs to learn something, I'm going to be the older guy in the room, of course, to help him detail, pinpoint the work. But most importantly, we're out here, we're competing, we're getting each other better.
I was going to ask what you learned from Kareem Hunt, since you had mentioned, like, you're going to be the guy who teaches the young guy. What did you learn from him last year coming in?
You know, just being in the moment and taking your time is being patient. That's what it all comes down to, being patient during those big game moments and, you know, being relaxed. And Kareem, he was pretty patient during those moments, you know, where he was able to get in or somebody subbing in. So that's what it's all about, being prepared for the moment.
We're talking to Isaiah Pacheco here on 96.5 The Fan. You've been pretty vocal about your goals in the past. Some players keep it internal. You've said, I think, 1,000 yards is that benchmark. I know you come very close. Is that goal number one other than winning the Super Bowl this year? Where would you put your goals this year?
Well, obviously, we take it one game at a time. And by taking it one game at a time, you can get to 1,000 yards. You know what I mean? You focus on the task at hand, and that's getting vertical, winning the downs. And 4 yards every play, you win the down. That's what it's about.
when you look at what other guys do in the offseason, we learned the other day Xavier really picked up golf, is what he told us. What did you pick up anything new this offseason? Get into the old hobbies? What were you into?
This offseason I was with Play Skills, Everett Wormley, which is a wide receiver coach, and he was my wide receiver at Rutgers University, and I was a running back. Also my roommate, so this all translated, correlating down to his after football relations. And for me, just finding somebody there in my corner to help me get better at was the catching the ball, wide receiver skill set, and then being transitioned into the running back drills, making it all pinpoint each other and just being fluent.
Would you want to get into coaching one day? You mentioned, like, your former roommate. Do you like that version?
Yeah, absolutely. I love coaching. I just love being around the ball, the game. You know what I mean? It's what it's all about. If you love it, you understand it.
You brought up Rutgers. We know you're a Rutgers guy. I don't know how you feel about them heading into the season. For whatever reason, I feel like it comes up on our show, too. And Rutgers is always that team whenever anybody talks about conference realignment. They're like, that's the team that feels out of place. I don't know why your school takes a lot of heat. Admittedly, I take some unfair shots at Rutgers, I think, at times, too.
Yes, it's fine. You know what I mean? It comes with the game, man. And, you know, when you put yourself in those situations, it's how you overcome it. You know, you're either going to come out on top or you're going to learn from it, you know?
You're proud of the alma mater, though, right? I mean, do you go back
Absolutely.
There a couple times
yes,
a year,
I love
catch
it,
a
man.
Game?
I love it, man. You see it on my arm, man. Yeah. Go hard or go home, New Jersey, man.
Man, when you were choosing schools, like, we always go through those things, and, like, I see it, like, on paper. Who were you between besides Rutgers? When you were trying to decide, yes. Was it them, always them, or what were you thinking?
No, it was Syracuse and Pittsburgh. Yep, Pitt University and Rutgers. Yeah, down to those three. So I was either going to Syracuse or Rutgers or Maryland. And I was like, nah, I went to Maryland for the training camp. I already had the offer, but I'm like, nah, wasn't my fit. Went to Syracuse too far. Hella snow, hour and 30 minutes away from New Jersey. Was Rutgers University, which is Big Ten. Now you get to play the biggest teams and conferences, you know, in America. And I was all for. I was looking forward to showing what Isaiah Pacheco can do and on that Rutgers team, playing with my teammates.
What do you think Brazil's going to be like?
It's going to be awesome, phenomenal. It reminds me of, you know, just getting prepared for that Germany game and just having that thought of training mindset that we're going somewhere for a business trip.
I know Andy always tries to, like, keep it so uniform. Is he good in those, even on the international trips? Do you guys get a little flavor of, like, we're in Germany, we're in Brazil, let's get a little taste of the country, or, like you said, business trip?
It's business trip. You know what I mean? When you got 22 guys going there, which is each side of the ball, with that mindset of we're going to get the job done, that's what it's all about. We're not going there for all the shenanigans and all the extra stuff. Coming there with the mind, the focus, and not even that, it's just the fans itself and showing them how hard we work.
I'm sure the answer is no, but do you ever get tired of, like, seeing all the different 10 jerseys? There's one here, there. Like, I mean, right in front, you never get tired of it, right?
No, you never get tired of seeing a 10 jersey. I was at Rutgers, and when I was a freshman, I was number 10. And then I couldn't get it when I got here. Obviously, Jarrett McKinnon had number 1. So I went back to 10. And, you know, that feeling of being back in this uniform brings me back to the beginning of where I started my college career, the youngest guy in the room, not knowing things, so just figuring it out.
Last one for you, Josh Simmons. He stood out. I mean, it's hard to miss the guy, number 1. What's it like? I know it's very early, but just seeing him out there running behind him, maybe towards the left side.
Awesome, bro. Great experience. For him, you know, just being together, it's all about staying together, finding that detail on the work, and pinpointing the accountability with each other. It's all about being accountable, and that'll make each other play harder for each other.
Isaiah, appreciate you coming on the show, man.
Absolutely.
Good to see you.